If you would open up your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 5, the chapter begins by declaring that we should desire to be imitators of God as beloved children. Begins to go on and tell us in verse 8 that we were formerly darkness, but now we're light in the Lord. And so we should walk as children of the light. And verse 10, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And we don't participate in the same things that we did, but rather we walk in light. And light begins to expose the things that are around, the darkness. If you drop on down to verse 15 with me, as a result of this then, it says, therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. There's a thought of, okay, the time that God gives me as he's rescued me out of that domain of darkness, how do I best use that time? What is going to be most profitable for the kingdom in the time that he's given me? If you would back up with me into Mark chapter 10, if you drop on down into verse 13 with me, you know, leading up to this time, there were some pretty heavy things that Jesus was teaching and discussing, not only with his disciples, but those that began to gather around, and talking about stumbling blocks and the things of even divorce and him going to the cross. And you come to verse 13, and in the midst of the end of that discussion, they begin to bring children to him so that he might touch them. But what are the disciples' response? They begin to rebuke him. This is just not time to begin to minister to the children. It's just not a good time. But Jesus saw this. He was indignant and said to them, permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all. So Jesus, the disciples begin to rebuke those bringing the children to him. But it says he took them in his arms, began blessing them, laying his hands on them. We begin to read this and we realize that there's a way in which many times you see a child begin to receive the gospel, begin to hear of the love of God. And there's a receptivity. There's a door there in that season. And some of you that have been with us for a while probably know where we're going with this. We've got an opportunity coming up. It seems like, okay, it's only March. If you have been with us, March to June seems to take about 3 days when you're preparing for VBS. And so we've got an opportunity to make the most of the time that God has given us. And we have an opportunity to share the gospel with children. Not only the children, but many times we begin to see open doors with the households, siblings and parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles. We've had all of them at different times begin to come in. And so I'm going to ask my favorite mother-in-law. She calls me her favorite son-in-law, and I'm her only son-in-law, so I try to even that up sometimes. But Diane, if you could come up, and we've got some opportunities coming up here soon, and you want to let us know about it.
Okay, so this summer, during the month of June, we will have our annual VBS, Vacation Bible School, and this is an outreach that we have in the local community. So if you have a piece of paper and a pen, if you get that out, because you're going to want to write down some dates. This year's dates for our VBS will be Monday, June 24th, through Friday, June 28th. The actual VBS goes from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. There will be a volunteer sign-up sheet in the back, so please put your name and your availability, which days you would be available. Now, we realize that some of you cannot be here the week of VBS, but if you want to help out before on the work days or doing crafts at home, please put your name there and just write before. We're going to have a meeting for those who do sign up, and if you would put this on your calendars, Friday evening, April 12th at 6:30 p.m. here at the church. And we even have our work day scheduled, so they're both Saturdays. Saturday, May 18th, 9 a.m., and Saturday, June 1st. Then, of course, the Sunday right before VBS starts, we'll have our setup day on Sunday, June 23rd, and that'll be right after the church services. It's always all hands on deck. And if anyone has any questions, then please see me after church today. So, thank you.
You know, it's just you begin to watch these young ones begin to hear about the love of God, and you just watch a joy. And we've seen so many times, sometimes they'll come and there'll be different things, even at a young age, beginning to wear them down. But you watch the gospel message come in, you watch the love of God begin to be seen in those little lives, and they just begin to be attached to those that are with them. And I think of, you know, this passage in Mark 10, and he begins to bring them. And I think we've had a lot more 3- and 4-year-olds here recently. And I just think of them climbing up on the seats of those ladies and just beginning to want to be close. And you go, the love of God just begins to soften those young hearts. And I sure appreciate this body and your heart to want to serve in these times. And it is a sacrifice. And it does many times take us outside of our comfort zone. But I can't think of a better way to begin to spend our time together, can you? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you today, Lord, I thank you that not only have you rescued us, but you've given us opportunities to proclaim the good news. Lord, you loved us enough to send your Son, that salvation is to whoever would receive your Son, whosoever will. And Lord, just prepare our hearts in these days ahead, Lord, that we would be ready in not only preparation, but the preparation of our hearts, that our minds would be set on the gospel. And Lord, we know that you'll work all of the details out, but Lord, we want you to be glorified in these things. And so help to just equip and prepare us that you would be seen and not us. Lord, I give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.